I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit went home today. He was met by people singing and clapping in his hometown of Mitzpah Hila in northern Israel. Some of them lined the streets to catch a glimpse of Shalit. Others climbed onto rooftops. They waved Israeli flags and white roses. Shalit had crossed the border into Israel earlier in the day today. He was smiling but looked pale and thin in his army uniform. In June of 2006, Hamas captured Shalit in a cross-border raid. The militants held him in the Gaza Strip for more than 5 years. Today, a helicopter ferried Shalit to his hometown. Once on the ground, the returning soldier slipped into his family's home without addressing the crowd outside. But his father, Noam Shalit, did emerge to speak with supporters. He said he'd experienced the rebirth of his son.
Gilad have just came home and makes his first steps at home. He's glad to return home, and we are glad that we won him back. We want our son back.
Noam Shalit also spoke about his son's health after 5 years in captivity.
Gilad feels quite well. He suffers from minor injuries, and he will be treated by the army's authorities, and hopefully he will recover very soon.
Some in Israel continue to question that deal that led to Gilad Shalit's release. Today, Shalit's father said that he appreciated the pain felt by those whose relatives have been killed or injured by some of the Palestinian prisoners who were released as part of this deal. Massive crowds gathered in both Gaza and the West Bank today to celebrate the release of those prisoners. 477 Palestinians were freed today in exchange for Shalit. Israel is expected to release another 550 within 2 months. The BBC's John Donison was in Gaza City earlier today to witness the celebrations there.
I'm in Katifa Square, which is one of the biggest squares in the center of Gaza City, and we've got about 100,000 people, probably more, I'd say, packed in. And at the moment, the Hamas Prime Minister, Ismail Haniyeh, is addressing the crowd, and you've got a sea of green Hamas flags waving in front of me, and some pretty defiant rhetoric saying Palestinians will continue the struggle. Hamas, of course, regard this deal today as a victory. 1,000 Palestinian prisoners for one Israeli, they think that's a pretty good deal.
Is that feeling that this is a victory for Hamas and for the Palestinians shared among those with whom you've spoken there, the Palestinian people?
Certainly in Gaza, everyone I've spoken to today felt that this was a good deal, and most people were celebrating. There was real joy from the families of some of these prisoners returning, many of whom who've been in jail for 10, 20, 30 years for some pretty serious crimes. I spoke to one Palestinian man this morning who said he'd been jailed for killing 6 Israelis, another who'd been jailed for killing 2 Israelis. So I think certainly here people are celebrating their return. I think there are others on the West Bank where Hamas's rival faction Fatah have much bigger support, who feel that Hamas compromised too much. They didn't get some of the big name Fatah prisoners released, and I think Hamas did compromise to make this deal. They did want a boost in their popularity, and I think this will undoubtedly give them one.
That is the BBC's John Donison in Gaza City, where Palestinians are celebrating the release of hundreds of prisoners in exchange for the release of the captive Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit.